Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
I'm going down, that's the way it's
In college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready, and we came out on the yard and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk basketball. That's right. It's basketball season. And we want to talk basketball. We want to talk NBA, WNBA, and college basketball. All right, DJ, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How are you?
All right. Hey, that was a pretty good intro. I hope you kind of can fix my statements so they can be in the middle of the song. I didn't know that you were going to cut the song off so soon. It sounded good.
I didn't know when you were going to stop talking. I assumed you were stopping. I have no idea when you're going to talk or not talk. So.
Yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to say those three sports, WNBA, NBA, and college basketball. That's all I wanted to say on this part. I'll say something later on in the show about people betting with me trying to win during the season. But anyway, so let's talk NBA basketball. We have some games that are being played tonight on Thursday. So let's go through the games and see who's playing, and I can pick a winner for each one of the games. I think I'm going to try my best at seeing what I could do for the games for the NBA.
Are you done? Can I start?
Yes. I'm waiting for you.
The first game today is the L.A. Lakers playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Okay. Do they give the point spreads and the total points for the game in basketball like they did in football?
I can find that information. Give me a sec. Didn't know that you were going to ask for that, but I can find it.
Okay.
So, let's see. And they're giving the Indiana Pacers 2.5 points.
Over the Lakers? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I guess I'm not going to bet on the over and the under. I'm just going to pick the winning team. Let's try that for a while and see how I can win. Okay, I'm going to pick the Lakers to beat the Indiana Pacers. So that's my prediction. The Lakers with the win.
Okay. Next up, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
Okay. I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
Okay, Grizzlies for the win. Next up, the Miami Heat is playing the New York Knicks, and that's it, right? Miami Heat playing the New York Knicks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win.
Okay, Heat for the win. Next up, the Charlotte Hornets playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
I'm going to take the Hornets for the win.
All right. Next up, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks for the win.
All right, Dallas Mavericks for the win. Game number 6 out of 7, the Golden State Warriors are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
What? Something wrong with you,
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors. I think the Golden State Warriors are going to get off to a slow start this season. So, Denver Nuggets.
Well, they are. They are off to a slow start.
The number one team in the NBA right now. So, all right.
Okay.
Well.
And game number seven.
Game
number seven, the LA Clippers are playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Okay, I'm taking the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks, for the win.
All right. And who did you pick on the Lakers versus the Pacers? I know you didn't pick the sorry Lakers.
The sorry Lakers. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm always going to pick the Lakers if I have a chance. So, Lakers are 2-point underdogs, but they'll win.
Okay. So that's it for today's game. We have a bunch of games tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday, but I guess we'll talk about those tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report, and we're talking basketball. The NBA, and we will have college basketball when the March Madness starts in the month of March, and we'll have the WNBA when the ladies start playing in the month of May. So right now, we're just dealing with the NBA. All right. Well, DJ, I think we should take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Hi." And I said, "Hi." Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, "Oh, one girl waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No. We're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling."
It's a candy.
So he said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street."
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, "What do you mean? They all got dresses on." He said, "Well, let's go over there and look."
It's a candy.
And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The bums with the knot in their neck are not women."
It's a candy.
And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh, my God." And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, "Oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them and they're nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop." I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl.
when I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the words that I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to say that Gregory Stories radio show is the sponsor for DAG Sports. It's a youth training for sports activities. So, well, all right. Well, I'm G Money, and now I want to tell you a joke. There was a man and his wife were married, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom, and she got stuck on the toilet. When she finished using the bathroom, she called her husband in to help pull her off the toilet, and he came in, and he was pulling on his wife, but he couldn't get her off the toilet. She was stuck. So he said, I'm going to call the plumber and see if the plumber has some tools that he can use to pull you off of the toilet. And so he went in the other room and he called the plumber and he told the plumber the situation, that his wife was stuck on the toilet and if he had any tool to help pull her off of the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I got some stuff that I can bring that will help get your wife off the toilet. So he said, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And so the husband went back into the bathroom and told his wife that he just finished talking to the plumber. And the plumber said he would be there in 5 minutes. And he had some tools that he could use to help pull her off of the toilet. So the doorbell rang and the husband went to the door and answered the door, and it was the plumber. And he walked him into the bathroom. Oh, before the plumber got there, the man noticed that his wife had her pants around her ankles. So he went into the bedroom and he got a big hat and he put it over his wife's private parts, because he didn't want the plumber to see his wife's private parts. So he put this big hat in her lap over her private part. And then when the doorbell rang, he went to the door, and it was the plumber. So he opened the door, and he walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he showed the plumber his wife. And he said, yep, that's my wife, and she's stuck on the toilet. Do you think you have something that can help pull her off the toilet? And he said, yeah, I can do that. But the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Oh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! You know, there were three animals that came into a restaurant, and they sat down at the table, and the waitress came over and asked them if they wanted to order. And so she went to the lion first and asked him, what would you like to eat? And the lion told her, I wanted a chocolate shake. And she said, okay, one chocolate shake. Then she went to the duck and asked the duck what he wanted to eat. And the duck said he wanted a bologna and cheese sandwich. And she said, okay. And then she went to the chicken and asked the chicken what he wanted to eat. And he said, I want a grilled cheese sandwich. And she said, okay. And then she went back to the lion, and she said, are you sure you don't want something to eat? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here now? I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were two men that were sitting in the jungle, they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes, and they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground, and they ran into a bear, and one man down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for a song. So DJ Papa D, play another song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central LA, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house, and it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. He had to get away, or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for him. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. He had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dogs would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, And my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. And I learned to swim, swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Close. look at you for a moment before I make sweet love.
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing? Don't forget the dance I
yeah.
Them, so I go. I need a body bag.
Was 6 o'clock on the swatch, watch, no time to chill, got a date, can't be late, hey, the girl is gonna do me, move, to the jacuzzi,
yeah.
That booty, smack it up, flip it, rub it down, oh no!
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength. and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, that's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball games throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a man that was walking through New York, and he was going and looking in all of the stores, and he got to a restaurant, and he went into the restaurant and sat down at the table in the restaurant, and he was looking at the menu. And the waitress came and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, I'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, okay, is that it? He said, yep, that's all I want. And she said, okay. And she took his menu, and she walked into the kitchen. And she came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it in front of him. And she said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And then he looked around, and he said, waitress, waitress, I have a problem. I need your help. And she came back and she said, yes, can I help you? What's your problem? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it. He said, taste the soup, please. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it. And then he said, just taste the soup. And she said, okay, okay. And she looked around, and she said, where's your spoon? He said, aha, that be the problem. You never gave me a spoon to eat my soup with. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. I got another joke for you. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on some boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man. Give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo-hoo! All right. Well, you know, I was teaching school, and I was teaching secondary education. I was teaching sixth graders, and I had to figure out if all of my kids could understood English, or I'd have to transfer them to a bilingual classroom. So I had black kids, and I had white kids. I had some Asian kids, I had some Indian kids, and I had some Spanish kids. So I had to make sure all of them could speak English so I could teach them. So I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And they were talking among themselves. And one student stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. You said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And she said, all right, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Oh, these kids are so amazing. So, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, now it's time for me to share a story with you. So, DJ Papa D, can you share the story that I recorded for the listening audience? Because I want them to put their heads back and relax, put their feet up, and get something to drink, and maybe get some popcorn or some peanuts, something to snack on while they're listening to the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the streets. When I was in high school, when I was a freshman, we had what we called slave auction where the seniors bought freshmen, and I guess it was a fundraiser for the senior class, and they had the freshmen that did whatever the big brothers wanted them to do for them. You know, some of the big brothers just wanted us to bring snacks for them every day in school, and some of them wanted them to wash their cars or just walk with them around campus and carry their books or buy their lunch for them at lunchtime. All of this were things that the little brothers did to get acquainted to every senior, and this is how they built unity in the school. And when I was a little ninth grader, I had a big brother, and he protected me from all the stuff the big brothers made the little brothers do. He told me I didn't really have to do anything, but I had played baseball with him and his little brother at the park. So by the time I went to Sarah High School, he was a big brother. He was a 12th grader. So he bought me in the auction because I didn't know anybody. And he bought me and took care of me and made sure that I was protected as I walked through the school. He had me escort him everywhere he went on campus, but he didn't have me doing anything crazy. He just had me bring him some snacks. And my big brother weighed about 300 pounds, and he was the catcher of the baseball team. So he was a big guy. He was short. He was like 5'7" or something, but he weighed 300 pounds. He was a big guy. And his name was Albert Collazo. I'll never forget him because he was a good big brother to me. And, in fact, because of him, during basketball season, I became a manager of the varsity basketball team. And I got my varsity letter for being a manager. And they were pretty good. They weren't great, but they were pretty good. And they had played against one of the best high schools in the nation, which was Bourbon Day High School. They were ranked number one or number two as far as the best basketball team in the nation. And so when we played against them, we really had a good game, but our guys were tall, but they weren't exactly as tall as the guys from Bourbon Bay. So it made a big difference in the fact that I got to be a manager, and that means I got to go on the road every time the varsity played somewhere. I got to be there when they played. So I was really happy being a ninth grader to go on the road with the varsity team was like something that was really outstanding. And since I knew all of the 12th graders, it was really good. So, you know, they called each other, everybody had a nickname, and they gave everybody grief about what their nicknames were. And, well, I was Black Magic. That's what they called me from the first day I went to school. Yeah, I was Black Magic. And then as I went through the school, I became Blue Magic. I was so black, I was blue. So that's what, and all the football players, when I played football, they were, all the white boys would line up and they would wipe my face, and then they would wipe under their eyes like they were putting eye black on. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're saying, we're putting on our black magic. And I was like, okay, whatever. So our JV football team was pretty good. I was an outside linebacker, and I played defensive back. I started as a JV, as a 10th grader. I started playing JV. So I was pretty good. But when I went to play varsity, you know, I was late coming out to practice, so I didn't get the recognition that I deserve until, like, the middle of the season when I got to play the game that I scored. I made all the tackles in the game. But before then, I didn't get my true recognition for being as good as I was. Quarterback was Chiarty, and I can't think of his first name, but he was the big brother, and his 11th grade brother was a linebacker, a middle linebacker. And then as running backs, we had Chris Mahoney, which we call Waterhead. Yeah, because he had a big old head. He had an extra big helmet. He had a big round head, so that's why we called him Waterhead. And then we had Carlos Santa Maria, and he was short. He was only like about 5'5", but he was pretty fast. He wasn't exceptionally fast, but he was pretty fast. But he was strong. He was like the strongest kid at the school. He could lift weights. He could bench press like about 400 pounds. And he might have weighed, I don't know, like 160 pounds soaking wet. But he could bench press close to 400 pounds. He was strong. He had been in the weight room. He was real buff and stuff, but he was real short. And then we had a guy that we called Clubfoot, and his name was Ernest Robinson. He was a wide receiver, but we called him Clubfoot because he was kind of clumsy. But he'd run his patterns, and he'd trip himself and fall. And then we had Darryl Robinson, who played on the other side, and he was tall and slim. We called him Puppet because he looked like he like they should have been controlling him with a puppet. A puppet master should have been controlling him. He had lines on his face, on his mouth, that made it look like he had an artificial mouth that would open and close. And he wore glasses, too. So, and let me see, what other guys we had on the team? William Long. Yeah, Scooty, he's a doctor now. He's a doctor at Martin Luther King Hospital in Compton. And but we called him Scooty. And his older brother was the one that I pitched to when we were playing St. Eugene's. And his brother crouched down, and I couldn't strike him out. He was the first batter up in the beginning of the game, and he wasn't really a baseball player. But his coach put him in to get him in the game and get him out the way, and I ended up walking him because he was the first batter. And then the catcher missed the ball, and then he ran to second. And the catcher missed the ball again, and he ran to third. And then I struck a guy out, and the catcher missed the ball, so he had to throw the ball to first base. And John scored. So that was how they got their one run. And that's what beat me in the game. I lost the game 1-0. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack.
Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
We have a store, storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. Welcome to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. DAG Sports sponsors Gregory's Sports Report, WNBA, NBA, and college basketball. Now I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I have a joke for you. There was a man that was driving on the highway, and he was speeding, and he passed a highway patrolman that was sitting behind a freeway billboard eating his lunch, and he looked up and saw the man speeding by on his highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. I got to stop this man." So he took off in pursuit of the man, and while he was chasing him, he thought to himself, "When I catch this person, I'm going to find out why they were speeding. And if they have a legitimate excuse, I'm going to let them go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he pulled the man over
And he asked him, he said, "Why were you speeding, sir?" And the man said, "Well, I passed the highway patrol, and I saw you on the side behind the billboard, and I thought about my wife, how she ran off with the highway patrol officer. And then I looked up, and I saw the red lights flashing behind me, and I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back." I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, let's play some music. I think we have time for another musical song. So DJ, Papa D, play a little music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I said, "You want to get some crack?" And she said, "Yeah, I want to get some." "So you know somebody?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do." And she said, "Okay." And I said, "Well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call." And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino, "And make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke." And I'm looking at her like, "Oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope?" I said, "She must be crazy." So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, "Yeah, I'll meet you at your house."
We'll be right back.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas, because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live. And it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. Join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I get out of here, I'll see you tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So tell all your friends to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about, because I got the best radio show on the planet. All right. Well, before I go, we want to acknowledge some birthdays. For today, February 2nd, the Black History Month, we want to celebrate the Groundhog Day. So if you see a groundhog and he pops up out of his hole and he can see his shadow, then that means we got 6 more weeks of winter time. So hopefully he won't see his shadow, because I'm cold now and I don't want it to get cold. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can celebrate today on Groundhog Day in Black History Month, the month of February?
Yes, we do.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 2nd, 2023. Man, I'm a year behind. Okay, happy birthday to Shane Bold. Happy birthday to Sarah Caldwell. Happy birthday, John Alexis Perkins. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Taylor. Happy birthday to Kunle Sofina. Happy birthday to Tevin L. Thompson. Happy birthday to Michael Melcher. Happy birthday to Tori Miller Brown. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Philip Cambry. May he rest in peace. And that's it for everyone celebrating their birthday on February 2nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today in Black History Month and Groundhog Day, February 2nd. So we want to wish everybody happy birthday. And I know God is looking down on us and giving us the graciousness and the glory that we need to continue in this life that we live in. So we ask him to always give us praise and glory as we survive on this planet, doing the best we can do. And with all of that, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, and may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you receive the glory of our Lord and Savior and receive love for all your friends and your family members on your special day. It's your birthday, and we want to get to it. Oh, yeah. And if you need somebody to celebrate your birthday with, you can call me, and I'll be right here with you, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. So happy birthday to everybody. And without further ado, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible has said that two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.